Maria's sample emotional scale chart, application and practice. So this is my very own sample list of the emotional scale as inspired by the Abraham Hicks teachings from their book, Ask and It Is Given, page 114. Number one, love, joy, bliss, ecstasy. Number two, passion, enthusiasm, appreciation, rockin' it. Number three, happy, eager, psyched, stoked. Number four, anticipation, positive expectancy, empowered, excited. Number five, optimism, confidence, I got this. Number six, hopeful, faith, belief, contentment. Number seven, contentment, satisfaction. Number eight, boredom, over it, done already. Number nine, pessimism, fuck this shit. Number 10, frustration, irritation, impatience, annoyance. Number 11, overload, overwhelm, confusion. Number 12, disappointment, yearning, longing. Number 13, doubt, skeptical. Number 14, worry, obsessive compulsive, restless, tweaked. Number 15, blame, fuck you. Number 16, discouragement, let down, pining, sadness. Number 17, anger, pissed off, fuck off. Number 18, vengeance, revenge, spite. Number 19, rage, hatred, fucked up. Number 20, jealousy, envy, covetous, however you say it, resentment. Number 21, insecure, unworthy, guilty, crushed, powerless, loser. And 22, fear, grief, depression, despair, shame, betrayed, fucked over, gutted, suicidal, want to kill myself, shock. Applications and practice. Working the emotional scale is all about moving energy, that is raising your frequency vibration by activating and engaging your superpower of focus and learning to reach for better feeling thoughts. Depression is at the lowest vibrational frequency level, and since you cannot jump from depression to bliss in one fell swoop, you can move up incrementally to feelings of insecurity, which is one step above, or rage, which is three steps above, which have more energy and movement than depression. Note that whatever you choose, your choice has to feel real for you. So be true to what you can reach for, even if it's just one baby step up. That's huge progress. My own story. Whenever I feel bored, which is rare, I instantly know that all I need to do to flip the switch is to engage my superpower of focus and reach for better feeling thoughts that allow me to tap into feelings of contentment and satisfaction, which are both one step just above boredom. By simply appreciating the contrasting moment that is presenting itself, boredom, I realize it's there to remind me to tap into the truth of how well I really actually am doing. Having done my great inner work over so many years, I have quite a toolkit of go-to touchstones, like the practice of appreciation through keeping a daily appreciation journal, which I can automatically engage that instantly flips my emotional outlook, improving my emotional countenance, which in turn raises my frequency, raises my vibration, making me more magnetic to more of the good stuff I want. Before I mastered my superpower of focus, the following was a typical downhill slide into my personalized hell. As a child, having been raised by a single mother who was a fearmonger meets worrywart meets Debbie Downer meets man-hating critic meets the world is an unsafe place meets my life sucks and it's all your fault, Maria. Oh my fucking God. I absorbed all this negativity and projection from her, so I was doomed to feel like the worst piece of shit alive, undeserving and awful, and believe it to be true. Now, can you just hear those poor me victim violins playing softly in the background as you read this, as I voice this to you? Luckily, I had a very strong inner rebel who advocated for me. She was the one who stuck out her tongue at my mother or gave her the finger after getting bitched out or whatever. But that rebel was sometimes AWOL MIA. If there was a worst case scenario, I could outdo that with the worst of the worst and then some. At an early age, my powers of manifestation were exemplary. I could work magic at will. But if I was in an emotional tizzy and being bratty and complaining that I was so bored and going in the direction of everything not being good enough, all things negative, all things horrifying, and all things dramatic would manifest quickly. My life story had proven that if I didn't nip that shit in the bud and get off my bratty attitude and my not good enough boredom, this would soon degenerate into pessimism, which would downstep into confusion, which would then send me down into doubt. Then I'd go down to feeling tweaked, which would send me down into self-hate, and then down into guilt, then finally getting me to really feel like shit via shame, then all the way hitting rock bottom, down to wanting to kill myself. So review the above and follow the story as I apply the emotional scale and notice how my emotional countenance falls. This is how it works. And yep, it sucks to be me when that shit goes down. Remember, your emotional countenance is essentially the energy you're emitting and transmitting. And that energy you are emitting or transmitting is your attractor pattern. In other words, what you feel is what you attract. So if you feel like shit, you are going to attract shit. That's the way it is. So master your emotions by mastering your superpower of focus and learning to reach for better feeling thoughts. Playing with the emotional scale and having fun with it is a great way to practice it without stressing yourself out. And soon you'll discover how easily you can shift your vibration and raise your energy and frequencies whilst closing the gap between your physical self and your eternal non-physical self. Matching up to your non-physical self. And remember, that is the true ascension. You got this. Magnify your badassery, beloveds. Feels so good, right? Happy discoveries. Feel free to email us with any of your questions at dakinikiss@gmail.com. Kisses and hugs. Kisses and hugs. Your Maria. Bye for now.